More than 100 parents, children, lawmakers, and advocates carried signs and babies outside the Alaska State Capitol. They're asking the legislature to prioritize child care funding. The rally comes after the Senate cut nearly $14 million in child care funding from the budget. Hannah Weed is raising two children and runs Tumbleweeds, a licensed child care facility in Juneau. She says the only way she could afford taking care of her younger child was to start a business providing child care at the same time.
I can't actually afford to stay home with him, but I don't have anywhere to send him. So thankfully, I have experience working with children, and that route worked for me, but it doesn't work for everybody.
Child care is part of a long list of cuts as the Senate works on drafting their version of a budget that balances a nearly $2 billion deficit. Advocates also pushed for supporting several bills to bolster several early childhood education and development programs. Blue Scheibler is the executive director for the Southeast Alaska Association for the Education of Young Children. She's advocated for child care support for years. She says it's the legislators' job to look for ways to make money to fund child care, like through taxes.
Parents are tired of having to, like, sing for their supper. We shouldn't have to beg and plead for these things. They're just basic things that every family needs to thrive in a state.
At a Senate Majority Conference after the rally, Fairbanks Republican Senator Kathy Giesel says she agrees with rally goers on the importance of child care, but the state can't afford to fund it.
The problem is we don't have any money. We've had to make serious cuts, and child care funding is one of them.
Giesel adds that advocates shouldn't give up as the Senate finds other ways to drum up revenue for the state.
We're not at a fiscal cliff anymore. We're actually falling over the cliff. And so what we're trying to do is be creative to find new ways and yet not place burdensome taxes on Alaskans that are struggling and businesses that are struggling.
The legislature is required to pass a balanced budget by the end of the session or face a state government shutdown. The last day of session this year is May 21st. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.